You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
They did a survey of thousands of people, and what they found is that half of those people claim they've had a partner who was unfaithful. That ties in with almost all the stats I have ever seen about unfaithfulness and cheating and stuff like that. That if, in fact, there are some people who have done in-depth studies who say it's more than half. So you're more likely to be in a relationship with someone being unfaithful to you than the other way around.
Oof, that's the feel-good stat of the day.
Feel-good story of the day.
Yeah.
But the reason it comes up in this story is because 13% of those people found out by spying on them.
Yeah.
The states where people are most likely to spy on their partner, for whatever reason, is Alaska. They say more than half of those people say they have spied on their significant other.
Nothing else to do up there, I guess.
You know, Vermont is second. And, you know, what's kind of interesting, you look at Alaska and Vermont, those are pretty wide open, you know, rural type of areas for the most part. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if there's something that ties in with that. Anyway, Colorado did make the top 10. So I guess here in the great state of Colorado, we've got a bunch of snoopy people who are tracking their SO. How are they doing it, you ask? Go ahead, ask.
How are they doing it, Dom?
The most popular techniques, tracking their phone.
Yeah, easy.
Monitoring social media accounts. Going through credit card bills. Going through their pockets.
It's just funny.
And physically following them.
Yeah, all right. That's a thing for sure.
Hiring a private investigator made the list too. It's a little bit farther down, but I guess that does happen.
The thing with this is, you know, on the surface it sounds horrible that, oh my God, you're tracking somebody. You know, you don't trust them. Why would you do that?
But then you're not going to give me the safety thing,
if
are you?
If you do end up finding that they're cheating on you, or you find something bad about it, I mean, does that still make you the bad guy? I don't think it does. You know what I'm saying?
What I'm saying is... Hypothetically, yes. Let's say hypothetically, Jeremy suspects Nicole of stepping out,
right,
which she would never do.
So there you go. I'm tracking her phone, seeing where she's at.
Let's say you do something snoopy and you catch her.
And I follow her to, you know, wherever, and she's there with another guy, and they're holding
hands
and making out.
Okay. Then it comes out that the way you did that is by putting some secret device on her car.
Yep.
So you could track her.
Yep.
So what you're saying is then, hypothetically, she could turn around and point at you and say, well, this is one reason why I would be out cheating, because you are this, you have this kind of behavior.
All of a sudden, I'm the bad guy because I had suspicions, but yet she was the cheater, so I shouldn't be the bad guy here. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's kind of a funny scenario to be in, I guess.
It's a fair question.
It's a fair question.
So
who would be at fault, essentially?
Is it both people with bad behavior, and then there are degrees?
I guess. It would be the cheater. The cheater would be the bad person in that scenario, I think.
I might have an argument for that.
What is it?
Because the cheater is a guaranteed thing, right? Okay, they are a proven thing. But the person who's the snoopy person could be spying on someone who is a cheater or someone who is totally innocent. So 100% of the time, they're a creep too.
Yes, if that person ends up not cheating and just being
because
a normal human.
Because the person is totally innocent.
Then it would fall back on the person spying. Yes, absolutely. Then they would be a creeper.
So I'm not sure which one is necessary. You know, technically, I mean, we're mincing words here.
You're
which
both
one is
creepers,
worse.
But yeah.
I mean, if you're in a relationship with someone and you are being completely faithful and you find out that they have gone to such extreme measures to track you, some people would say, well, fine, but I'm innocent. Don't worry about it. And other people would be like, I can't be in a relationship with someone like that. Like, in other words, some people don't mind being surveilled.
Mm-hmm.
And other people would be like, well, if you don't trust me, I'm getting out of the relationship.
Correct, which is probably the right way to be. Like, I'm not going to be with that person who's watching my every move. Hank just messaged me on my Facebook. Hank says, I caught a girlfriend following me on numerous occasions. She didn't trust me. So she would wait down the street if I said I was going to go somewhere, and she would follow me in her car. Okay. It goes on to say, it came to the point where I would make up where I was going just to drive around for like 45 minutes to see how long she would follow me.
Well, there's a healthy relationship.
She was nuts. And then he wrote Hank.
Hank, you're a little nuts, too.
Well, I think at some point, if you find out that she's doing something like that, then you would have fun with it. Just to see how many turns you could make and where you could end up.
I guess my time is just more valuable to me than to get into that kind of silly
game
with someone.
Oh, God, I would love that. I would just drive in circles just to see how long. I would love doing that. That's hilarious. Now, are you able to see where Gretch is at any time? Are you able to? No?
No way. We are in an interesting situation where neither one of us gives a rat's about that at all. Like, she could go disappear for 5 hours one day, and I might ask when she came in the door, hey, what's going on? But we just don't care. Like, live your life.
Yeah,
we don't worry about that. She doesn't worry where I go with it. There's no tracking thing anywhere that I know of.
Right, you don't know.
I'm sure I'm going to get the text message.
By the sounds of things, I don't think she's tracking you.
No,
she hopes you leave for a few days.
Neither one. She's like, please go away.
Yeah, please go away.
Like, she'll just have a bag packed for me by the door. Hey, why don't you go away for a couple days?
Please leave.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll get text messages. Now, Dom, you don't know, she could be tracking. She's not. Listen, you know
a person.
Ain't
got time for that.
Hey, I have been in relationships back in my dim past with very jealous, very suspicious people. And you know if you're in a relationship with someone like that or not. I mean, we have people listening right now who are nodding, saying, yeah, I've been in that relationship. This person was
nuts. They probably show up
at
your house and you're not home and go through your stuff. And
I mean, just crazy type of stuff. And, you know, sometimes, obviously, this can get scary, and then the law has to get involved, and we understand that. But if you ratchet it back just a couple of degrees, it's the whole thing about monitoring their social media or going through credit card bills and stuff to see if you can catch them in something.
Like, yeah, what's this charge for? What's this charge for?
Yeah.
I always hate that when Nick Nack comes to me with like some charge when she's going through the credit card bill, and it was like at a coffee place or something, and she's like, what was this charge for, $10? And I truly don't remember going there or doing that, and then all of a sudden I'm completely innocent and didn't do anything.
But you look guilty.
But I couldn't remember that charge or the day. I'm like, I have no idea what that is. And then we're both in our calendar like, where were you? What were we doing? You know, just to see. But you have that like instant like, I'm innocent, but this looks really guilty.
God, yeah.
I hate that.
We've had a couple of people who have texted in and said that their partner had some sort of like suspicious change to their behavior. And so then they started, you know, following them or snooping through their stuff. And like one of them said later, I never found any proof of it, but they did later marry the person that I suspected that they were fooling around with. Mm-hmm. And so then they're kind of saying that, so that justifies my snoopy behavior.
Yeah.
Which is kind of interesting. Chelsea made me laugh. She goes, I don't have personal experience of this, but if I found out I was being followed, I may cheat because the trust is always broken. And honestly, screw them for following me.
Yeah, if you're gonna, I might as well make it worth your while. Is that what she's saying?
Wasn't there that old song from years ago, Let's Give Them Something to Talk About?
Yeah, I mean, there you go.
That's kind of what she's talking about, I guess.
I'm seeing quite a few messages coming in from people saying that essentially when they broke up with a husband or a wife or a significant other, they still had login information to security systems and cameras around the house, so they would still log in and watch and see what was going on. Numerous messages about that coming in. So if you break up with somebody, change your passwords to all that stuff.
Sandra
wrote in. She said, I had a boyfriend install a hidden microphone in my house without me knowing. When I found it, he said he just wanted to make sure I was safe. It was the creepiest thing ever. He had been listening to me for months. Police got involved. He has a lovely restraining order tied to him now.
Good.
That's from Sandra. Yeah, seriously, that's a creeper factor of 10 right there. Installing microphones. God.
Yeah, that's That's just...
That's sickness.
That's a sickness. You're right. That's a sickness.
Yep.
I won't give this guy's name just out of curiosity. You know, just to protect him. He says, I found some questionable receipts from my ex that made me look into all sorts of surveillance. It's creepy the amount of things out there you can put a tiny camera or tracking device in.
Oh,
I was
yeah.
seriously driving myself crazy. Yeah.
You can get the iPod, the chargers that go into the wall, the little plug portion that have little cameras in them. So you can put one of those in, plug it in, and it looks like it's just a charger cable, and it has a camera in it, and you can watch everything.
I hate even telling
people
that that stuff is out there.
Oh, there's all sorts of Dateline stories and stuff about
this. I know,
John
but
Stossel's
I hate proliferating it because it's like...
In the smoke detectors. There's all sorts of stories about, if you stay at Airbnbs and stuff, that you bring this special light that you flash over all the electronics because it'll reflect the camera lens back at you. Like outlets in bathrooms. I mean, this is real life, Dom.
That is a Jeremy thing. I gotta believe you have one of those too.
I don't, but it's on my Christmas list.